The Ontario 55 Plus Summer Games are coming to Brantford and the County of Brant this August. The games will be hosted throughout 17 venues across the two locations, with the games taking place over a three-day period from August 9th to August 11th. Games General Manager Matt Cuthbert overviewed what the games will look like for the co-hosting locations.
The overview for the games is it will occur over 3 days. We will have over 1,400 participants, which will require us to have 300 volunteers. There are 19 sports at 17 venues, and all information about our games can be found on BrantfordBrantGames.ca.
Cuthbert was also able to speak to the goal of the event, that is to encourage Ontarians age 55 plus to continue living an active lifestyle.
The Ontario Senior Games Association is a welcoming and inclusive of all Ontario's 55 plus looking to join in friendly local competition with the opportunity to progress to the provincial and national competition levels. The vision of the OSGA is that all Ontarians 55 plus are social and active within their community and beyond. Their mission is to provide a network to build support and collaboration for social and active opportunities for Ontarians 55 plus.
Cuthbert spotlighted some of the events that will precede the games, including the 99 Days Out event that will take place on May 3rd and the opening ceremonies that will take place on August 9th.
On May the 3rd, 2023, we will host our 99 Days Out event for our games. The Beckett Adult Leisure Center will play host to us from 1 until 3 p.m. This will be our launching of the games. It will unveil the awards that we will be handing out, and it will showcase some of the events. A little bit of a spoiler, we will have the mayor from Brantford and from the County of Brant face each other in one of these games to see which of the co-hosting areas is best suited for the games. Our opening ceremony will be held on August the 9th. Now, the opening ceremonies, as you may know, is the pride of the districts and welcomes competitors to the games and unifies everyone in competition and respect. The torch, which will be bared by a dignitary, announces the game and spreads the message of peace and friendship. The lighting of the cauldron allows for the games to begin. This event will need lots of volunteers, as all 1,400 competitors, all of our dignitaries, all of our special individuals will be there, and we need to make sure that this is a success.
He detailed what sports will take place within the games and stated rules for each game can be found at the Ontario 55 Plus Summer Games website.
The sports that will be offered at our game are five-pin bowling, bid euchre, bocce, carpet bowling, contract bridge, cribbage, cycling, darts, floor shuffleboard, golf, lawn bowling, pickleball, billiards, running, slow pitch, swimming, tennis, and prediction walking. Now, some of these sports you may look at and know from playing in your backyard to maybe competing at a local event. These games are taken very seriously by our participants. All of the rules that we follow for our games can be found on the OSGA website. At each district, these are the rules that will be followed in qualifying for our games, as those who are successful at our games will then be able to participate at nationals.
Cuthbert said the biggest event that will take place within the games will be pickleball.
Our biggest sport that will have attendance this year will be pickleball. It is the fastest growing sport in Ontario and North America. Pickleball was created after a golf game by three individuals who did not have enough equipment to play badminton. They modified ping pong paddles, a wiffle ball, and a badminton net into now what is called pickleball.
The games will also feature a middle night celebration that will allow all those involved with the games to come together and celebrate.
During the middle night, which is August the 10th, between competition day one and competition day second, is a private event that offers that social outing for all participants to mingle while enjoying flavors and entertainment from around the area. This middle night event will be hosted in Paris, at the Lions Park. This will offer various restaurants and catering services to showcase their flavors and for some local entertainment, so you take the stage and showcase their talents as well. The neat part about the middle night is that it offers the ability for all participants, volunteers, officials, and those members that have made this game a very good success to mingle together and enjoy everything that we have created.
Cuthbert spoke on how interested individuals can sign up to become volunteers and spoke on what duties could be asked of them.
So how do I get involved? Well, to become a volunteer, and again, we need 300 of them. We want to make sure that we fulfill this by getting our volunteers from our local community. Those who really wish to support, those who wish to maybe observe to compete later on in the future, or those just those wanting to watch the action. So you can head over to our website and you can fill out the volunteer registration form and help make our game successful. Again, that website is the BrantfordGames.ca. There are many opportunities for our volunteers, all the way from our sports managers, which will make sure that enforcement of the rules is met, to venue managers who are making sure that the flow and people coming in and out to spectate and our athletes are made, to general runners back and forth, just being able to offer a good cup of tea being made at our card games and to make sure that everyone is well hydrated and staying in that competitive spirit.
He also stated that those interested in participating in the games will need to follow their local district's qualifying standards.
If anyone is interested in participating in our games, they will have to follow this path. They will have to register with the OSGA online. They will have to contact their district representative of District 25, and they will find out when and where the qualifiers will be held, which is usually in the May, April range. Participate in those qualifiers and come into a good place so that they can qualify for our provincials. Now, some sports may not have a qualifying event, and that's where the direct conversation with the OSGA and with the district is very important. Swimming is one of those sports where there will not be an event held in District 25. So please make sure that you contact District 25 or the OSGA to make sure that you can qualify in another manner for those games.
The Ontario 55 Plus Summer Games will take place from August 9th to August 11th, with all events happening throughout the two locations.